This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The fiance of a missing Saudi journalist is urging President Trump to use his clout to find out what happened to her partner. We get that story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
What about Jamal Khashoggi? That's what the Saudi writer's fiance tweeted in response to President Trump's announcement that Turkey was freeing an American pastor. Jamal Khashoggi vanished 10 days ago after he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He was there to pick up documents he needed to get married, and his fiance was waiting outside. Saudi Arabia denies he was abducted or harmed, maintaining he left the consulate and then vanished. Yesterday, Trump called U.S.-Saudi relations excellent and said he doesn't want to scuttle highly lucrative arms deals with the kingdom. Ben Thomas, Washington.
That Turkish court did free an American pastor, Andrew Brunson, ending a bitter diplomatic dispute between Washington and Ankara. Brunson was facing 35 years in jail if he had been convicted on terrorism and espionage charges with regard to a failed coup. Washington called the allegations baseless. U.S. military is flying Brunson to Germany, where he'll receive a medical evaluation before continuing on to the United States today. President Trump says Brunson is likely to arrive in Washington and visit the White House. A United Nations employee in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo tested positive for Ebola. Meantime, health officials say Ebola cases are on the rise, especially in the town of Beni. Tarek Yazarevich is with the World Health Organization.
This is something that obviously will make us focus on Beni, trying to reinforce our teams there and try to basically go really deeper in the community.
The death toll now standing at 125. This is VOA News.